Today's Shir Mishra B'Yayimi is Siman Tav Reish Mem Vav. We're up to Sif Ches. Yavshu Rov Allah V'Dishtayru B'Rosh Kol Bad Me'Ashlosha Badin Kein Achad Ubo Shlosha Alin Lachin Kasher. So this Sif is going to basically teach that if the majority of the leaves on a Hadas are dried out, it can still be kosher under certain circumstances. So it says, again, it says, Yavshu Rov Olav, if most of the leaves dried out, then Shtaibu Barosh Kolbad, but they remained at the tip of each of the Kolbad Me'ashlosha, each of the three stems, Kein Echad Ubo Shlosha Olin Lachin. So what he has is at the tip of each of the three stems, each of the three Hadasim, there's one Kein, one whorl. We're using the word whorl, or vertical. Right, at each vertical there's a whorl of three. With three moist leaves, the hadasim are valid. So it says here, again, they remain at the tip of each of the three hadasim, one cane with three moist leaves, one whorl with three moist leaves. So the hadasim are valid. So what vertical is this talking about? The tip-top vertical, the top cane of the three moist leaves, it will be kasher. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan chaf aleph, the mishtairu. Right, there remains at the tip of each of the three stems one cane with three moist leaves. So the hadasim are kosher. So he says the alidei shlosha alin lachin shevarosh habad chal shem hadar al kol hadas. As we said yesterday, yovesh is a psul of hadar. So what he's saying is by way of the three moist leaves at the top of the stem, the top of the hadas, hadar status is bestowed upon the entire hadas. Okay, the Mishnah Brura above at Yutes at the end of Sipat Yutes explained that this is because the three leaves at the top, sorry, right at the top, at the tip of the hadas, are the most apparent. You should note that a dried leaf is not viewed as if it has fallen off. If it were, then the hadas described here would be viewed as though all its leaves, other than the top three, had fallen off, which is certainly not a kosher hadas, as we saw in Sif Hey. In other words, that's what we pointed out, that the three moist on top is what's allowing it to be hadar. But it's not like the dry hadasim below don't have a shem hadas. I said lulav, I meant hadas. Okay, we're up to sifkat chav beis. Verosh kol bad me'ashlosha badin. So it's at the tip of each of the three stems. So he says ulfi amavor lekamim v'sim tafresh min aleph. The b'shasat chak sagi v'bad hadas echad. He says in light of what we're going to see coming up in tafresh min aleph, that in a compelling circumstance, even a single hadas stem will suffice for the mitzvah. It follows that. Right, it follows that it is likewise going to be okay and sufficient here, even for just a single hadas, to have one cane, one whorl of three moist leaves at its tip. I mean, just one of the stems, one bad, and it would be kosher. I mean, our sif clearly is discussing a compelling circumstance where one is forced to use hadas that is almost all dry. So what he's saying here, in that case, if we happen to go with what we're saying later on in Tav Reish and Aleph, that in a Shas HaDchak situation, you can get by with even one single hadas, then obviously, if you just have the three at the top of one single hadas, it will be kosher, b'di'evet, obviously, b'serious Shas HaDchak. Now, this is all based on one approach in the sugya, legabe, this halacha of three, having three alin lachin at the top. But now we're going to see a different understanding of this. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh mefarshim. And there are those that explain. Some explain. Shafilu me'ashlosha shebechad kina yavshu shnayim v'lo nishna kim echad lach. He says, when we refer to the tip, according to this opinion, what we mean is that even if, right, shafilu me'ashlosha, that even if two of the three leaves, afilu me'ashlosha shebechad kina Yavshu Shnayim. Even if two of the three leaves on a cane dried out, velo nishar kiim echad lach, and only one moist leaf remained, kosher. The hadas is kosher. Ushia ala shehu merukav al shneim. But it's only provided that the moist leaf is the one mounted on the other two. If you look at the pictures that I had you see, okay, and look at, so you could have the hadas, okay, where one of the leaves of the three is above the other two. Now you're all asking, what do you mean? That's going to make it a hadas shota. So what's going on here? So let's see. Okay, so again, what he's saying is as follows. There are others that say, when we say it's kosher, if you have three, okay, leaves at the top that are moist, what it means is as follows. That even if two of the three leaves on the cane dried out, but there's one moist leaf that remained, the hadas is still kosher, provided that the moist leaf is on top of the other two. Now, the three is obviously the top of the three stems. In other words, not three moist leaves on each stem. It's the top leaf above the others on each stem. And I'm going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to elaborate more on this shita because it's based on a certain Rishon. And we'll see, lav dafki, it even has to be at the tippy top, according to this opinion, of the stem. It might not have to be the tippy top of the stem. So he's going to spell it out. Sif katan chaf gimel, v'yesh mefarshim. Right? Some explain, as we saw, that even if two of the three leaves on the cane dried out, that das is still kasher. So he's going to explain. But who das harush? This is the opinion of the rush. And the truth is that according to the rush, the cane that we're talking about does not necessarily have to be at the tip. In other words, the Gemara in Sukkah there talks about that if the peak of the hadas is moist, it is considered hadar. So the first opinion that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, they understand the Gemara is referring to the peak of the actual stem of the hadas. So therefore, you need three moist at the top of the hadas. The Rosh, however, understands that the Gemara is referring to the peak of a cane, meaning a leaf that starts growing somewhat higher than the other two leaves in the cane. And the Gemara means that if there is one remaining wool, a cane, anywhere on the hadas in which that peak leaf remains moist, then even if the other two leaves are dry, the hadas is kasher. And that's what's going on here. And let's see now the next Mishnah Berurah. The next Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Dalet, kasher. So he says, Ayin Berush, the sphere like the Tzar Shishtar Shlosha Kanin. The Rush says that he maintains that three canes must remain, okay? Uvachol cane ala echad lach berosha. Now, you have to have three canes, three walls remaining, with each wall, each cane, having one moist leaf at its peak. Meaning that while the Shulchan Aruch implied that the Rush requires only one with a moist leaf at its peak, the truth is that it requires three, because that's the idea. But you require three such canes that have, that's what it means, three, that have one leaf on top. So that's what he really means. And so what that ultimately then means is that there has to be on every bad three canes that have one leaf at the tippy top that is moist. And in fact, these achronim say it's a shtickle plia why the Shulchan Aruch left this out. Because in the Shulchan Aruch, it gives the impression that if you just have one leaf on each stem at the top of any one cane, that would be okay. And now what he's pointing out is, no, you need one leaf on the top of three canes, three whorls on each stem. That is the Rush's shita. We continue on. Sifkatan chaf hei. He said, if you remember, that the moist leaf has to be the one mounted on the other two. So it says, Ratul Omar, he says, the Shulchan Aruch means to say that we deem a hadas kasher when we have this single moist leaf at its peak. That's dafka, but ofen zeh shehu murkav al shneihem. That's indeed only in that situation where the moist leaf is mounted on the other two. Why? The aznira hidu yosef. Because then the hadar status is then more apparent. If I have all three leaves in a whorl are moist, then even if what? Then even if they are all aligned, it's going to be kasher. The only time you need to have one on top of the other two is when only one of them is moist, and it has to be that moist one on top of the other two. Obviously, if all three are moist, that will be totally, totally fine. Let's now move weiter. Sif katan chaf vav. Shehu murkav al shneihem. So now this is a little tricky. What does it mean, as we said, that you have one leaf on top of the other two? So he says, after the sif gimel is in sif chatan chafav, even though in sif gimel the Shulchan Aruch pasak amechaber the zehu b'chal hadas shota, he calls that a hadas shota, a deranged hadas, and it's therefore a puzzle, right? Meaning the Mishnah Berurah is basically asking, how could the Shulchan Aruch in sif gimel paskin that a cane with one leaf mounted on the other two, or one below or above, is going to be puzzle? So how can he now say, bringing down the Rush, who holds that you could, it's for sure kosher, because we're talking about where one of the leaves is mounted on top of the other two. So he says, Efshar, it's possible. The Shom Mayri Sheyakol Orech Shirah Das Bofen Zeh. It's possible that there he's discussing a case where the entire length of the Hadas was that way. Dafka, where the entire length of the Hadas is that way. The Eino, the Chlal Hadas Amor Torah, Ella Hadas Shota. So it's not classified as the Hadas, by the Torah of Avos, but rather it's a deranged hadas shota. But here, alhacha, halo magisha kol shiur hadas bekinin shel shlosha alin b'shava gedin. Here, though, he's surely discussing a case where the entire required length of the hadas had kinin, had a cane, had kinin of three aligned leaves. As what we're talking here is the basic entire length of the hadas has kinin of three aligned leaves. Ela shemachmas shahayu yeveshin lo nikra hadar. But rather, because they're dry, it's not hadar. Meaning that they have the length of the hadas, as we said, the shear necessary to have a kosher hadas with three totally aligned leaves. It's just that they're dry, so it's not hadar. So therefore, lechein arminan din nimsa shlosha kanin uvachol echad ala echad shumukav al shneim vulach. He says something wild. He says, therefore, what he's saying is, this is basically a kasher hadas, just it's not hadar, and that's what makes it possible. So you can get rid of the psul of hadar by when you have one leaf mounted on the other two, and that leaf is moist, so then it will be hadar. That's not going to give it its kashrus. Its kashrus comes from the fact that it has a majority of the shear of the hadas that are totally aligned, mishulashim kedin, not with one above the other. The one above the other being moist is what is allowing it to be hadar according to this shita of the Rush. However, he goes on to say that the halacha follows the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which is a much simpler shita, as we saw, that it's basically holding and paskening that what you need, obviously, is that you need to have at the top of each hadas three moist leaves. Again, in a Shasat Chak situation, the same way one hadas will work, so it could be that way in one hadas. But in principle, you need, for hadar, you need to have three stems with three moist leaves on top, like the first opinion, not like the Rush, who holds that you can have one leaf mounted on the other, and three of those kinim in the lulav, as long as obviously you have the shear of seven out of the 12 agudalim of the hadas being totally mishulash, and then when you have this one moist leaf mounted above the other two on these three kinim in each stem, it would be kasher because it would remove the non-hadar status. We move weiter test. Im osam olam shel yavshu hein kemushin. If the three leaves that have not dried out are wilted, so he says, hein kemushin, yesh posel yesh malshirin. He says, if the three leaves that have not dried out are not dry, but they're wilted, so some will pasel the hadas, and others will say it's kasher. Meaning, what they mean to say is as follows. Look at the sifkat nechav zayin. Kemushin yesh posel. Time, the saying is, she'ein matzil mide yavesh ela lach ha-hadar. The only thing that could save a hadas that's totally dry with having hadasim on top being okay is only if it's mamish, the three on top are mamish moist. But if they're not yavish, but they're not moist, meaning the whole thing is yavish, and you just have the top ones not being yavish, but being wilted, that is going to be possible, according to one opinion. And others, kasher. V'yesh makshirin. They say is kevan dechamish kasher, since wilted is kasher. So, same way, it's kasher, it can also save the whole hadas from having a din of yavish, which would make it not hadar. So he says, "Yachol ahatzil kemo lach mamish." It could go ahead and save the hadas like a moist hadas itself. And then he says, "I aimer people gadim shapasak." They check out the people gadim who paskins that on the first day of Sukkot, the bayoyim arishon shu dal raisa roi lahachmir. He says, on the first day of Sukkot, you should be machmir, namely, not to go ahead and rely on a hadas that only gets its kashrus from wilted leaves atop. Because that's who suffered Torah on the first day. But on the other days, since it's a suffix and din, so it's suffix the Rabbanan l'hakel. Since the second days and the later days are mid Rabbanan, so suffix the Rabbanan l'hakel in this suffix and din, and the Rabbanan, that's the halacha of the Dal Ninim, as you all know, is only the Raisa on the first day, and after the first day, it's all Zecher le Migdash. So that's what he's saying. The Zamachlok is here, whether a wilted or dafka, a moist, three leaves on top, will kasher a dry hadas. And when a wilted one will do it, will kasher it. So he says you should be machmir on the first day, and you can make it on the second day, because safek d'araisa l'chumra, and d'rabbanan l'kula. Yud. So we're up to Sif. You need a little bit of an introduction. Nikdam rosho kasher. If the top of the hadas was clipped off, it's kasher. So just a little bit of an introduction. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Lamed Beis Amed Beis, states that hadas whose top was clipped off is pasul. A later Mishnah, however, brings a machlokes as to the number of hadasim that are to be taken for the mitzvah. And Rabbi Tarfon states that one takes three hadasim, all of which can be ketumim. So So the Gemara brings an opinion of Shmuel, who paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. Paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. The continuation of the Gemara there indicates that Shmuel might also accept, as we're going to see, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who maintains that a single hadas is sufficient for the mitzvah. We'll see more about this later. Now, most Rishonim understand the ketumim, referring to hadasim with a clip top. So the Rabbi Tarfon is basically cholek on the earlier Mishnah, and therefore they paskin that a hadas with a clip top is still valid. Other Rishonim, however, understand that the term ketumim in the later Mishnah refers to hadasim, from which the short hadasim twigs that sometimes grow amongst its leaves were pruned, and it is there that the halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon. A hadas with a clipped top, though, would be possible, basically in accordance with the earlier Mishnah. So the Shulchan Aruch cites and brings down both views while lending and giving primary status to the first opinion, as we will see. Now, in general, the Shulchan Aruch codifies two views and introduces an important principle in learning Mishnah Berurah. If he brings down two opinions and introduces only the second view with the words Yesh Omrin or Yesh Hoslin, right? So in such a case, when he says Yesh, there are some that say or some that pasul, as he's going to say here, he has indicated the first view is the primary one, but the second one is granted a certain degree of halachic weight, but not the primary shita. So let's see. Niktam Rosh HaKasher, Afilo also bo Tamara, even if a berry did not sprout on it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Chav Ches Niktam Rosh HaKasher. Hainu, okay. That is, even if all three twigs have clipped tops. Even according to this opinion is Kasher, even if they all have clipped tops. And this is in line with what we said before, Shmuel's statement in the Gemara, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, who maintains that all three Adasim can be Kedumim. This actually is introduced here in the beginning of the Sif by the Shar HaTzion on the bottom. Chavtes Kasher. And he says, Ein doyma lulav harava dinikdam rosho pasal behen. This is not the same as lulav and harava, where a clipped top clearly disqualifies them. Why? The hadas enough of chofen rosho. Hainu ha'olim ve'ein ketim man nikaris behen. Because the hadas, its branches, right, meaning its leaves, cover up its top, so that its state of being clipped is not apparent. Meaning, while a clipped top will compromise the hadar of a lulav or of an arava, it does not compromise that of a hadas, according to the opinion, since the stem is hidden by leaves. This is the Rashi, quotes the Rebbe Yeshaya. So it follows that at the top of the hadas, the stem, is clipped, and there are no leaves to hide it, or even if only one of the uppermost leaves was removed along with the top, so the two remaining leaves do not effectively hide the damaged top. So the Prima Gunna basically says the hadas is going to be pasul. However, what you could do to rectify this situation is you trim the stem at a lower point, just above a wall that has a cane that has all three leaves, so the top is effectively hidden. This will not work, though, if the hadas is not going to be the three tvachim or the 12 agudal. And also, this cannot be done on Yom Tov, since you're not allowed to go ahead and clip it, and it will be a tikkun of the hadas, tikkun mana, like by clicking off the berries. Sif katan lamed, afilu lo also bo tamara. Says, even if there's no berry that grows on top of it, what does he mean to say? So he says, who came in tomorrow? Yotis Baalei Arava. He says, this is similar to like a little date, okay? The berry was not really a date, but like a berry that typically grows on a arava leaf, but also grows on a hadas. So with this berry, he's saying, the bezeh bevadai kasher l'kuliyam. With this berry, it is certainly kasher according to all opinions. Since what? She'atmara mechase alaketima. Ve'ina ketima nikeres. Since the berry covers the clip top, and the clip top is not apparent. That is, even those who disqualify hadas with a clip top, even though the leaves hide the damaged top, that opinion that disqualify hadas with a clip top, we would agree that hadas, the date berry on top, is kasher. And this is because the top no longer looks damaged at all, so the hadas is hadar. The hadar of the hadas is not going to be compromised. All he's pointing out is that the opinion that says it's kasher doesn't require that berry on top. And the sheet of the apostles will allow it. It will become kosher when it gets covered with the berry on top, because then it's covered and it will then have the status of hadar. So let's continue in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Afilu also bo tamara v'huadim yavesh rosha." So it's kosher even if there's no berry on top, and even if the top of the he says the halacha is the same. If the top of the hadas is dry, it's still going to be kosher. So then he says, "V'yesh poslin v'niktam rosha." But there are always those apostles when the top of the hadas is clipped. So let's see. Yesh posel Mishnah Berurah. What did the Yavesh Rosh HaDeh Azu? He says the same would apply where it's top dried out according to this opinion. Meaning, unlike the first view in the Shulchan Aruch, who maintained that the hadas with the clipped top is valid, and so too hadas with a dry top is kosher valid. This second opinion, he maintains that a hadas with a clipped top is pasul, not valid. Likewise, a hadas with a dry top is pasul. And the source for this statement, the truth is the Lavush. He explains the Torah proves that hadas with a dry top is kosher from the fact that it is no worse than hadas with a clipped top. And it follows then that if hadas with a clipped top is pasul, as this second view maintains, hadas with a dry top is likewise pasul. And this is indeed the opinion of the Ravid in the Tamim Dayan, and he maintains that it is pasul only if the top of the stem is dried out. If the top of the stem is dried out, just like the hadas is invalid only if the top of its stem is clipped off. The simple understanding of this chumradika opinion is that it would disqualify a hadas whose top leaves have dried out. In other words, what I'm pointing out is that the simple understanding is that when we talk about the top of the stem of the hadas being dry, okay, it's talking about the leaves on top, but the right bit is mashma that it's mamash pure comparison to nektam rosha, which is the stem that is being clipped, and as opposed to the leaves being clipped. This is pointed out in the Shaar Tzion. Okay, so let's look right there. Pasha, he says, the lo mikri yavesh rosha rak bilbin upanav. It's pasha that it's only considered that the top is dry when it's become white, which is not really common at all with hadasim that were grown that year. But if it's just wilted a little bit, and even if it will crumble in the fingers, lo mikri yavesh, not considered yavesh. The ha afilu b'shar olin lo mikri yavesh ki aygav no kibdal sevav. He says if it's merely somewhat wilted, then however, even if to the extent that it crumbles with the pressure from the fingernail, Wieser said, it's not considered dried out. Why? Because even with all the other leaves in that state as well, right? Even if all the other leaves in that state as well, the hadas is not considered dried out, as we said in Siv Zayin. So obviously, if it's only kamush ktsas at the top, it's not going to do anything to the hadasin. Sif katan lamed beis, which posted him in nikdam rosho. Mishum, what's the reason? The lo havi hadar, because it's a psul in hadar when it gets clipped on top. Yesh la'ayin l'dayazu, yidach b'shi kosher rosho abadin ketumei rosho. Or afilu im bad echad nikdam rosho gam kein pasal. V'ayin l'kaman, sim im tofresh nan aleph, sif aleph bi'aga. He says, but we have to try to understand here, he says, that when it says here that these yesh poslin, pasal where its top was clipped off, because it's not hadar, he says, you should be mi'ayin, there's room to be mi'ayin, whether according to this view, the hadasim are pasal only when all three stems had clipped tops, or if only one stem has a clipped top, it's going to be pasul as well. And he references the Ramah in coming up in Daf Resh Nun Aleph. And again, there the Ramah paskin that in a compelling circumstance, one can make do with only one hadas. This is based on Rishonim, who maintain that the essential halacha follows the view of Rabbi Akiva there in the sugya. Can't get into all that over here. But again, it's a big machlekes there. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shmuel, Ayin Shem in the sugya. It deals with this in the Gemara and Sukkah. Gemara and Sukkah there happens to be Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So now continuing on in the Ramah, because the Ramah says here, Hagah betol lahachmir b'makom she'eshar ba'acher. Look at what he's saying here. The Ramah is saying it's best to be machmir in a situation where it is possible to use a different adas. So basically, what's going on over here is as follows. So we had here a machlokes, right? That some basically aser a hadas whose tip was clipped off, due to it being not being hadar. And we saw already that it's unclear whether this machmir view disqualifies even a single clipped hadas or accepts a set of three as long as one is unclipped. But in practice here comes the Ramah, and he says one should avoid using a clipped hadas if another can be attained. And we saw similarly, all right, that the Shulchan Aruch had compared this as well to a dry hadas. So on top, when the uppermost leaves is dried out, and the rest of the leaves of the hadas are moist. So there was a machlekes there. And in terms of halacha, once again, the idea is to be machmir when another hadas is available. We'll see more about this coming up very soon in the Mishnah Berurah. And we now continue on. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lama Gimel, Tov Lahachmir, Umashir Regel Sheyotzim Ben Akanim Anafim Ketanim, Betzarach Lutoy Maisam Kedei Shalayav Siku Ben Akanim. He says here that with regard to the common occurrence of having like small twigs of like hadasim twigs growing amongst the canaan, the whorls. So he says it should be clipped off so that they do not interpose between the canes, between the whorls. And he says, Nikdam zeh kasher l'kuliyama. He says this type of clipped hadas is for sure kasher according to all views. Afila nitzak kane b'chol ashlosh abadim. Even if this is the case for all three of the hadasim stems, since kevan she'eino b'rosho, since once again it's not clipped at the top of the hadas, but amongst the middle of the hadas in which it's interposing. And now with respect to this issue that if these twigs that grow amongst the clusters of leaves were removed, right? If these anafim that grow amongst the canes, the whorls, remove, the hadas remains kosher. The machlok is brought down in the Sharatzion as to whether these twigs actually need to be removed. The minhag is not to be meticulous about removing them, but it is nevertheless appropriate to remove them before Yom Tov. This is all pointed out in the Sharatzion, Lamed Vav. Continuing weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkat and Lamed Dalid, the makom she'efshar ba'acher. So he says, right, that when you can go ahead and use a different hadas, you should go ahead and do that. Now, the Ramah was specifically talking about Nikdam Rosho, where the tip was clipped off, and the issue of it not being Hadar. But now comes the Bach. The Bach Kasav the Yabesh Rosho. The Bach comes and writes, when you're talking about the top of the Hadas being dried out, as the Shulchan Aruch pointed out, who had been the Yabesh Rosho, the Hainu B'Yavshu Ha'alin Ha'alyonim. And so the Bach here writes that the top of the Hadas dried out, meaning with the uppermost leaves dried out. He says, he happens to say one should not recite a bracha over it, even if it is not possible to use a different one. However, he says, however, however, he says that there is a solution. One should remove the uppermost leaves, and it is then perfectly valid according to all opinions. So that's basically what's going on over here again. In the Ramah, it's mashma, if we're being consistent. In the Ramah, it's mashma where he's saying that the halacha here is that you should be machmir when another hadas is available, and it's the Bach, that's the Ramah. It's the Bach who comes and asers reciting a bracha over it, even if another is not available. And halacha l'maisa, we should not object to those who recite a bracha over it if no other is available. That actually is pointed out in the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maschil B'Makom, right over here. Back to the Ramah. So the Ramah then ends off, Lo Mikri Nikdam Ela Im Niktamu Ha'Eitzim. He says, Hadassim are not considered clipped unless the tops of the actual stems of the Hadassim are clipped, as opposed to the leaves. Look at Sivkat and Lamed. Hey, Aval Niktamu Ha'alim Ha'Alyonim Levat Lo Mikri Niktam. However, he says, if only the uppermost leaves are clipped, it is not considered a clipped Hadass. Finally, Sif Yud Aleph, he says here that if one only has a hadas whose berries outnumber its leaves and it is on Yom Tov, one takes it in performance of the mitzvah but does not recite the bracha over it. We had seen already in Sif Beis that the Shulchan Aruch taught that if hadas has more red or black berries than it does leaves, it is possible, and that one may not pick the berries off on Yom Tov in order to make it kosher. In this Sif, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what to do if the only hadas one has on Yom Tov is one whose berries outnumber its leaves, and it is Yom Tov. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Again, Shulchan Aruch said if one only has a hadas whose berries outnumber its leaves and it is on Yom Tov, one should take it in performance of the mitzvah, but he should not make a bracha over it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Vav, Not Lo Ve'Eino Mevarech. He says, U'pasol Afilu B'Shar HaYomim. He says, this hadas is possible even for the remaining days of Sukkot. He says, according to the Beis Yosef's approach, this is the Beis Yosef, by the way. Okay, he says, according to this Beis Yosef, we just quoted a pasul afilu b'shar yomim. If one later obtained other hadasim that are kasher, he would need to make a bracha over them. According to this approach, if one later obtained other hadasim that are kosher, he would need to recite the bracha over them, even if this occurred on the remaining days of Sukkot. That is, since he did not fulfill the mitzvah with the first hadasim, he should take the dal meaning again, using the new hadasim, and recite a bracha over them. He says the reason he takes the first hadasim at all is so that the concept of taking the lulav, the whole lulav set, should not be forgotten. He says, see the Be'er Halacha, where the Be'er Halacha goes on and explains whether this hadas may be used on the later days of Sukkot. Right? Because the Beis Yosef, as we said,
cites the Or Chaim, who quotes the ruling of the Baal Hashlama, that this Hadas is valid for the other days of Sukkot, and the Beis Yosef himself disagrees with that Pesach. This is all in the Be'er Halacha. And it should be noted, though, that the Maggid Mishnah implies that all the disqualifications that Rambam lists in Perek Ches of Lulav are acceptable for the other days of Sukkot, and one of those disqualifications happens to be a Hadas whose berries outnumber its leaves. So it's not like everyone agrees with the Beis Yosef, as brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah, as the Be'er Halacha himself in Biber HaMaskel, Note Lo Be'er Mavarech, points out. At the end of the day, though, the Shaar HaTzion goes ahead, back there in Sif Beis, he points out, and based on other Achronim, that since the berries at the end of the day can be plucked from the stems on Chol HaMoed, which would make the Hadas completely valid, there's no reason at all to allow its use without plucking them off on the other days. So it's only really going to be an issue on Yom Tov Sheni when you can't pluck them.